The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's been a trend in recent years, you might have heard this, to refer to the Blessed Virgin Mary as an unwed mother. It's not the truth. It's not the truth. Blessed Virgin Mary was legally married to Joseph before Jesus was born. Recall that a Jewish wedding took place in two parts. And the first part was the betrothal, in which a man and a wife would exchange vows and they would be legally married, even though they did not live together for a full year until the wedding day. That's the circumstances in which you hear the Gospels, including the Gospel that you hear today. Now, St. Matthew said that St. Joseph was a righteous man. And as a righteous man, he would have followed the Jewish law. And the Torah law would have allowed Joseph, if he had chosen, to have Mary stoned to death. Of course, nothing like that had happened in 500-600 years in Israel. But nonetheless, if he had chosen, he could have exposed her to public shame and ridicule because the marriage contract had been broken because of her infidelity. Joseph didn't have a hunch. Joseph didn't have a suspicion. Joseph had proof. But he doesn't do that. Saint Joseph follows a higher law and decides to let her go quietly, almost as if he's acting according to Christian charity. Blessed Virgin Mary could have stood up and protested her innocence and her honor. "Things are not as they appear to be," she could have said. But she does not do that. Instead, she heroically surrenders herself to the unfolding of God's perfect providence, almost as if she's acting out of Christian humility. Now, it's interesting. St. John Chrysostom notes this and comments on it. And he says that Jesus Christ is already changing their lives just by his proximity. Just like the light of a new day is visible even before the sun rises, so Jesus Christ is changing their lives even before he's born. One of my favorite images for this, and our Lord always does this, one of my favorite images for this comes from literature. You know the story of the Lion and the Witch in the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, in which the great lion Aslan represents Jesus Christ. And even before he's visible, even before he comes into the world, the 100 years winter has already begun to melt. He's changing lives even before he's visible. So here's the question for you to think about. Do you think that if the grace of Jesus Christ dwells strongly and robustly in your heart that you can get Christ into hearts even before those hearts have gotten into Christ? I think the answer is a resolute yes. Just one more reason to welcome the Lord this Advent season, he who desires so much to come and to dwell with you. Amen.